Nicole Norgelis lives here with her son Jefferson. She waits outside her tent all day for someone, anyone, to buy charcoal from her for cooking. In 3 hours, one customer.
I remember the way I used to live. I had a bigger business, bigger than this.
This is where Norgelis used to live before the earthquake. The house survived, but the next day thieves broke in and burned it to the ground.
She and 2,000 others wound up living here in this park in tents. The charcoal she sells cooks her food. Outdoor toilets stand across the street next to a public school, but no Tent City children attend school because of the cost. Residents say they have no way to move out without government help.
I don't even pray anymore because I'm so discouraged.
A few blocks away, quite a different Tent City. VOA was stopped at the entrance. This man says it's private. We had to get permission to enter from GESCO, a nonprofit medical organization, and the residents who run the Tent City. Here, the sidewalks are clean. The children attend school run by GESCO. A trade school trains residents to build their own houses. There is security and street lights at night. Each tent has an address. But they still lack the comforts of home, except for this tent. This man is vice president of the residence committee. He says his tent is a model for others. Dr. Mirella Perk is in charge of community activities.
We have a better living, like home and like solidarity. Solidarity to each other and autonomy.
With the foundations of a stable community here, many residents appear to be settling in to stay. Dr. Jean Papp says that's not the goal. He runs GESCO and the Tent City.
Our next move is to take them back to the slum where they were before.
Dr. Papp says he's looking for money to do that. 1 year of rent each, or enough to repair each house. But the money doesn't seem to be coming anytime soon for the 5,000 here, or the 2,000 living with Nicole and Jefferson Norgelis. In Port-au-Prince, Haiti, Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.